Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast as we continue with our His 5 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. And today we're going to talk about something, man, I love this concept. It's called remain, retreat, rise up. Okay, and our verse is Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So we all experience seasons of frustration in life. You know, sometimes it seems that adversity is around every corner as we pursue what God has called us to. Other times we experience success and it seems that victory is around every corner. There are also times when there's no success or victory, simply a perseverance in the day-to-day that gets us to the next stopping point. And I've seen in Scripture and in my own life that there are three ways to respond when things get difficult. We can retreat, we can remain, or we can rise up. All three of these are appropriate responses depending on the season and situation we face. We don't want to retreat when God's calling us to rise up, and we don't want to remain when God is calling us to retreat. It can be complicated to understand when to do what, but if we follow God closely, we will see the path he has called us to. So for our next few devotions, we will look into Scripture to see specific examples of God's people choosing to remain, retreat, or rise up. So remain. Keep doing what you've been doing because that's what you should be doing, and that's the path to success. If God is in it and he's called you to it, you can trust his process. So the Israelites learned this as they circled Jericho for 7 days before the walls fell. To remain requires patience. Then there's retreat. Cut bait, quit, move on to something else. While this isn't talked about much, there are times when this is the necessary thing to do. If God isn't in it and he hasn't called you to it, then you need to get out of it. The Israelites learned this the hard way on a couple of occasions. So to retreat requires wisdom. Rise up. This one's my favorite. In the face of adversity, pain, and against all odds, step up to the plate and rise up to the occasion of what God has called you to do, trusting his strength to get the job done. If God calls us to fight, we should fight. His strength will fight in and for us. The Israelites learned this as they fought for the land God promised them. To rise up requires courage. So over the next little bit, I'm looking forward to diving into each of these examples over the next few devotions that we do. And whatever you're going through this week or this month, this year, ask God for the strength to remain, retreat, or rise up. Because it's his strength that fights our battles, not our own. And our closing verse, Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. See you next time.